Having a look at the career of Darryl Braithwaite, certainly not too shabby. Of course, part of Sherbet, the first Aussie band to top the $1 million mark in album sales, with 15 records and 30 singles to their credit. Of course, when Darryl went solo, The Edge, a huge album at number one for several weeks, and in 1989 became the highest-selling single CD in Sony Music Australia's history. And not to mention that he was also awarded the King of Pop three times as well. Morning, Darryl. Take you back to those days. How did it feel to be crowned the King of Pop?
Oh, gee whiz. I don't use that much except on very rare occasions.
Too late.
I pull it out.
Too late.
No, I pull it out with my friend James Rain. I sometimes say to him, don't forget I was crowned King of Pop three times. And then he goes, well, hang on, I got a Logie for something, whatever he did on television.
See, it wasn't not even memorable enough to remember. See, Logie versus three King of Pops, I don't know, I think we'll take the King of Pop three times.
Okay, we will today. I won't tell him.
No, not at all. But let's go back to the start of your career. Who were the bands and singers that really influenced you and sort of got you on track to become a singer and a songwriter?
I think going way back, my brother and I've got a twin brother, Glenn, and we went and saw, I remember really liking a band called The Diamonds, who were an American...
The doo-wop band.
Yeah, and they sang things like, what was it called? She said, ah, boom, booty, woo, all this sort of stuff.
Little Darryl.
Oh, my God. And I remember sitting there, and I wouldn't have been more than 10, I reckon, 10 or 11 in Melbourne, and I was just fascinated. And I think that affected me because the one of the guys sang a falsetto, and I thought, how good is he? I mean, or that the sound. And fortunately, I've maintained my managed to keep the falsetto for all these years. But that was part of it. And then I think, like a lot of your listeners as well, it probably would be the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, all that stuff around the 60s. That just I look at it now, I look back and think we were really lucky. All the more baby boomers or whatever that came up with during that period, because it was, changed everything.
I think you're right, because there's so much diversity there. I mean, you're talking on one hand, you've got the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix, and on the other hand, you've got the doo-wop from the Diamonds. So that's a huge cross-section, which I don't really think is the case in today's music, but leaving that aside for a moment.
Yeah.
You've done a lot in your career. Of course, the Sherbet hits, we all know. The songs that you put out on your own, we know. Do you get to a stage where you think, oh, you know what, I've got to get up and sing that old thing again? I've got to sing some of
it. No, not at all. I think we because the band that I've been with now, the collection of players and friends, we've been together since 87, so 20-odd years, longer than Sherbet. So we all have an understanding between all of us, and it's like a group mentality anyway. But and we I think because we love playing, it's playing, I guess, the same songs most nights, like whether it be The Horses or Days Go By or How's That, or Blues Walking from the Sherbet thing. It's all good because you get a different reaction from obviously different audiences and all that, but they basically seem to like it. So it's one of those jobs where, my friends tell me I'm really fortunate.
Do you have a favourite?
I mean, there's a couple probably. I mean, As the Days Go By, because I think that was the first song to come off Edge. And I guess I look at it fatalistically that if that hadn't have been successful, then I probably wouldn't be talking to you now and all that sort of stuff. And so I really love that. I love One Summer, and I love The Horses, because The Horses, it's It's grown into its own thing, so to speak.
It really has. I can remember you singing at a footy final a couple of years ago, and the crowd was still loving it. And it is a great song, mate. We'll look forward to your concert at Belmont 16s on the 16th of this month. For those who are lucky enough to win tickets and those who'll be going, just a bit of a snapshot of what we can expect on the night.
Well, there'll be six of us.
Good start.
Hopefully. And you know, playing songs that they like, and if they join in and, you know, want to sing along, that's fine. And just I guess overall that it'll be a good night for everyone. You know, they'll enjoy it.
Daryl, that sounds fantastic. Thanks for sharing a bit of that with us this morning. And
we look
forward to your show that's coming up very, very shortly here in The Hunter. That's Daryl Braithwaite, the man that put out this song from the Rise album in 1990. And it's The Horses at 2NURFM 103.7.